With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The man accused in an attempted assassination of President Trump makes an appearance in court. Ryan Ruth facing state charges of attempted first-degree murder and terrorism in Florida. He's charged with pointing a rifle through a fence at President Trump's West Palm Beach golf course last September in what prosecutors called a sniper's nest. The charges are separate from the federal case being pursued by the Department of Justice. A federal judge declines to hold the Trump administration in contempt for failing to return an illegal immigrant already returned to El Salvador. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said she does not understand why Democrats want gang member Kilmer Garcia in the U.S.
Abrego Garcia was a foreign terrorist. He is an MS-13 gang member. He was engaged in human trafficking. He illegally came into our country. And so deporting him back to El Salvador was always going to be the end result.
The White House says President Trump wants Harvard University to apologize for anti-Semitism on campus. Federal government's frozen more than $2 billion in grants to the school after it said it would not accept the Trump administration's conditions to continue federal funding. In a post on Truth Social, President Trump said maybe Harvard should lose its tax-exempt status if it continues to be political. The White House says the ball is in China's court.
In recent weeks, China has responded to President Trump's higher tariffs by raising tariffs on U.S. goods. And as far as the White House is concerned,
the ball is in China's court. China needs to make a deal with us. We don't have to make a deal with them.
Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says it all comes down to money and that China wants what we have, the American consumer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Another major corporation quits DEI.
Constellation Brands is the importer of several popular Mexican beers to the U.S., including Modelo and Corona. Company officials have announced they're dropping all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and will no longer support the Human Rights Campaign, America's largest LGBT pressure group. President Trump's election has prompted a wave of big corporations to quit what's become known as woke capitalism and turn their backs on the gay agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tens of thousands of people gathered at Judaism's holiest site in Jerusalem Tuesday for the traditional priestly blessing prayer. It's a ritual dating back over 2,500 years to when King Solomon's temple stood on the same site. The blessing is performed by male Jews who can trace their lineage back to the priestly caste and takes place three times a year during Judaism's major holidays. Jews currently observing the week-long holiday of Passover. This is SRN News. The National Republican Congressional Committee says it raised $36.7 million in the first quarter of 2025, making its strongest first quarter of an off-election year in its history. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett on Capitol Hill.
The first haul included $21.5 million in March alone, which the committee said marked its best off-year month and highest March total in its history. The group entered the second quarter with $23.9 million in the bank. The committee's March haul shows a massive improvement from January and February, when the NRCC only raised $5.9 million and $9.2 million, respectively. Last week, the group's chair, North Carolina's Richard Hudson, announced the NRCC raised $35.2 million ahead of its fundraising dinner with President Trump. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Well, tax day was Tuesday for most of the U.S., but over a dozen states got extensions. Arkansas and Tennessee qualified for the extension due to recent storms, flooding, and tornadoes. More details at SRNnews.com.